I want to say hello out there. I'm so glad to be with you today. My name is Little Richard. I'm the rock and roll singer that you've heard about through the years. I'm the one that made Lone Tall Sally, Good Golly Miss Molly, Rip It Up and Ready Teddy, Lucille, Keep a Knockin' But You Can't Come In, The Girl Can't Help It. I was traveling all around the place making $10,000 for 1 hour. Going from place to place singing, just jumping all up in the air with all of the makeup and the eyelashes on, all of the mirrored suits and the sequins and the stones. Going all over the place. Had forgotten all about God. Going from town to town, from city to city, and from country to country. Not knowing that I was directed and commanded by another power. The power of darkness. The power that you've heard so much about that a lot of people don't believe, the devil, Satan. We must realize that there's a force that is fighting against us in this world. We are told that there was one singer that he said that the spirit told him that if he changed his name to a certain name, that he would be made a star. You've heard of this singer. He throws a lot of snakes around. He was made a star. But you know, he was made a star by the devil. The Bible says in Luke, the 4th chapter and verse 6, we're going to read that. Luke, the 4th chapter, verse 6. If you have your Bible, read it with me. It says, we're talking about the devil and Jesus Christ, our Savior. And the devil said unto him, he said unto Jesus, all this power will I give thee and the glory of them. For that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. That's what the devil told Jesus, that if you worship me, I will give you this power. If you worship me, you can have this power. But Jesus says, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. He took one of the Ten Commandments that so many people said they are no good today. But I want you to know that the Ten Commandments is a spiritual mirror. The same as when you look in your mirror at your house, the mirror shows you that you need to shave, but it can't shave you. The Ten Commandments shows you that you are a sinner and that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. What can take away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Jesus said that if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. I gave up rock and roll for the rock of ages. I cut off of my crown of hair for a crown of life. While in rock and roll, I got heavy into narcotics. I started taking drugs. Some people call it pot, some people call it reefer, some people call it weed, some people call it grass, but I call it dope. I got hooked up into dope. I started smoking marijuana. I went from marijuana to angel dust. Some young people think angel dust is new. Angel dust is old. There is nothing new under the sun, people. I started using this angel dust. Me and a young lady one night was having a big orgy in a hotel there in Hollywood. We got naked. Me, young lady, and 3 other fellas. We took off all our clothes. We smoked this angel dust. We was crawling around on the floor like dogs, naked. We got dusty from the angel dust. We were afraid to answer the phone. We were afraid to answer the door. Our bodies was numb. We was paranoid. I found out that the devil was controlling our minds, directing our lives, like he's doing with so many young people today that taking these drugs. I went from there to cocaine, paying $1,000 an ounce, sometime more than that. But I want you to know that it didn't stop there. I went from there to heroin. I had a friend one night that was supposed to come out to hear me at Magic Mountain. We waited on him. He never did get there. We waited and we waited and we waited and we waited, but he didn't arrive. He didn't come. My mother came, my brother came, my sisters came. He got shot that night. Later on that night, we heard that he was dead. I had a friend, came out of a building in Los Angeles. He was a light-complected black fella. He looked like a white guy. Somebody said they thought he was white, but it doesn't matter what color he was. He was a man that God made and Jesus died for. They put him in the trunk of this car, 15-year-old boys. Drove him around the town. He hear them saying they're going to kill him. Took the butcher knife and cut him up and put him between 2 houses. Called the police and said, we found a dead man. But what they didn't know that the 15-year-old boys was the ones that killed him. I had another friend one night, my birthday is December the 5th. I went over to his house to get a little package of cocaine on my birthday. He said, take care of yourself, old man. But what I didn't realize that he was going to die that night. He wasn't sick. Not unto death, but he died that night. that night he died. Jesus loves you. What am I supposed to do without Jesus? I need Jesus in my life. You need Jesus in your life. You need to give up drugs and let Jesus have his way in your life. What the world needs today is Jesus, and to keep the Ten Commandments and to read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. What am I supposed to do without Jesus?